Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I showed up late for my kickboxing lesson today, only to learn that the club is closed today. So no kickboxing. And I thought to myself, well, I've got about 40 minutes to an hour to kill. Why don't I go and test drive some cars? So I went over to the car dealership. There's a particular vehicle that I've been eyeing for the past while. Haven't pulled the trigger on it yet, and I'm not going to pull the trigger on it yet, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But a little bit of background. So I've always been a car guy. I've always been into, I like my small, sporty cars. Two doors, two seaters, ideally, rear wheel drive, you know, something that's really fun to throw around. I've had a sedan for quite a while now. Ever since we had kids, I got a sedan, but now we've kind of upgraded the family vehicle to a van. So that's the family car. I no longer really have the need to drive a sedan. So now I'm looking to get into something smaller and sportier again. And so I've been weighing my options and pretty much narrowed down my choice. But I'm just thinking to myself, well, when's the right time to pull the trigger? And, you know, I think this is a unique problem for business owners making these kinds of purchases, because whether it's a purchase or a lease, either way, you're going to put resources towards something that doesn't really have a direct return on investment as far as business goes. And that's always a tough decision to make, right? Because it's not like, you know, if you're employed and you have a job like normal people, then you kind of make your decision based on how much discretionary income you have, whether or not you're meeting your obligations, how much you're saving for the future. And then whatever you have excess, you can kind of guilt-free spend it on things like cars and other unnecessary luxuries. Well, not that a car is a luxury, but the car that I'm getting is certainly a luxury. So that's a much easier decision to make. But when you're a business owner, it's like you got to worry about your obligations. You got to worry about saving. You got to worry about growth. And every dollar that you don't spend on growing the business, rather every dollar that you spend on something else is a dollar that you could spend on growing the business, which could earn you a multiple times return in the future. So that makes things trickier, right? I mean, could I buy the car now? Yeah, I could. Should I buy the car now? Well, that's a whole other decision. So I've decided to treat the purchase of the vehicle, well, in this case, it's a lease, but let's just call it a purchase for simplicity. I decided to treat the purchase of the vehicle as a reward for achieving a certain business milestone. So this is how I'm going to tie in my getting a car to my business so that I can guilt-free get the car that I want without worrying about, not investing in my business, without worrying about how that decision is at odds with my business succeeding or is compromising on my business's growth. And here's how I'm going to do it. It's the month of April right now. We just started April, and I've got a target for the end of the month that I'm giving myself. Now, one of the challenges with setting targets like this when you're the business owner for yourself is no one holds you accountable. So on the one hand, it's a good idea to express that target and that goal to somebody else, ideally a coach or a mentor, so that they can hold you accountable. Or if you have a team, to your team. Another way to do it, and what I'm going to be doing this month, is to tie a reward to it. So if I hit my goal this month, I'm getting the car. If I don't hit my goal this month, I'm not getting the car. Doesn't mean I'll never get it, but when I hit my goal, whatever that goal is, then I get the car. So if it's this month, then I get the car this month. If it's not this month, then I have to wait. And I think that's going to be an interesting experiment, because I want this car. I've been eyeing it for a while. I've been watching the reviews, and today I went to drive it, and oh boy, I want that car. So let's see. I'm actually interested to see if this is going to work. Let's see if that's going to be motivating enough to really push me to hit my business goals this month. And if it is, then great. I get my reward. If it's not, then I got to wait. So check back in about a month and I'll let you know how it goes.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.